Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Let's talk about the one financial metric that's probably keeping you up at night, or at least it should be, your burn rate. It is the only metric that matters. If you're building anything ambitious, a startup, a high growth, hyper growth business, or even a passion project with serious potential, understanding your burn rate is non-negotiable. It's your financial heartbeat. It's the indicator that tells you how long you can keep chasing your dreams before the cash runs out. Here's the brutal truth. Most businesses fail not because of bad ideas, but because they run out of money. They get caught in a death spiral of overspending, underestimating costs, and misjudging market traction. And it's unfortunate because it's a painful and avoidable fate. So what does burn rate really mean? Why is it so important? And let's go beyond the jargon, because your burn rate isn't just a fancy accounting term. It's the speed at which you're converting cash into progress or lack thereof. A high burn rate means you're either growing fast or burning through capital inefficiently, or both. A low burn rate might mean sustainability, but it could also signal that you're not investing aggressively enough in growth. And this isn't just for startups. You may think you're immune because you're not a venture-backed company. Think again. Even profitable businesses have burn rates. If you're reinvesting profits into growth, you're still burning through cash. Understanding this dynamic is key to making smart, strategic decisions. Now, here's where I'm going to add a little bit of my own flavor to this. Burn rate isn't just about about survival. It's about optionality. The longer your runway, the more months of cash you have left, the more freedom you have to experiment, to pivot, and to negotiate from a position of strength. Today, I want to talk about a couple different things. I'm going to speak about how to calculate your burn rate with ruthless accuracy, no sugarcoating. We're going to talk about the different types of burn rate and why they matter, gross versus net, and a few other types. And then I'll speak about some strategies to extend your runway and maximize your optionality. So let's get down to brass tacks. It's time to calculate your burn rate. No guesswork, no wishful thinking, just cold, hard numbers. Here's the formula stripped down to its essence on how to calculate your burn rate. Your monthly burn rate is equal to your starting cash minus your ending cash divided by the number of months. Simple, right? But the devil is in the details. Here's what you need to include. All cash outflows, payroll, rent, marketing, software subscriptions, legal fees, the fancy coffee machine in the break room, everything that is leaving your bank account. You're going to exclude non-cash expenses. So depreciation, amortization, stock-based compensation, these don't directly impact your runway. Now, let's get a little bit more nuanced. There are two types of burn rates you need to understand, gross burn rate and net burn rate. Gross burn rate is the total amount of cash you're spending each month, regardless of any revenue coming in. It's a measure of your operating costs. Your net burn rate is the difference between your gross burn rate and your monthly revenue. This is a more accurate reflection of how quickly you're depleting your cash reserves. So let's say, here's an example. Your company started the quarter with $500,000 in the bank. After 3 months, you're down to $350,000. Your gross burn rate is $150,000 per quarter. That's $50,000 per month. If you had $20,000 in revenue each month, your net burn rate would be $30,000 per month. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Now, once you know your net burn rate, you can calculate your runway because your runway is equal to your current cash balance divided by your net burn rate. This tells you how many months you can operate at your current burn rate before you run out of money. Now, remember, your burn rate isn't set in stone. It's a dynamic metric that can and should change as your business evolves. Here's the takeaway. The longer your runway, the more flexibility you have to make strategic pivots. Remember, optionality. You can experiment with new products. You can enter new markets, or you can adjust your business model without the pressure of an immediate cash crunch. Now, let's get strategic. This is the art of extending your runway and executing on your options. To this point, you've calculated your burn rate. You know your runway. Now it's time to play the long game. This is where the real magic happens. So extending your runway is not always just about cutting costs. Reducing expenses can definitely be part of the equation, but it's not the whole picture. In fact, a relentless focus on cutting costs can actually backfire. It can stifle innovation. It can stifle growth. The goal is to optimize your burn rate, not to starve your business. Here's some strategies to get you thinking outside the box. Revenue acceleration. This is the most powerful lever you have. Increasing revenue not only extends your runway, but also validates your business models and attracts investors. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, The best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
So they're going to say, of course, Scott, I wish I could just grow my revenue. Well, yeah, I know. Sometimes it could be wishful thinking, but at least try to, for example, explore new sales channels, do joint ventures, expand into new markets, optimize pricing, increase pricing, upsell existing customers. Remember, a dollar of revenue is worth more than a dollar of cost saving. Second thing you should also think about is cost optimization. This doesn't mean slashing everything to the bone. It means identifying areas where you can be more efficient without sacrificing quality or growth potential. So that could mean negotiating better deals with suppliers, optimizing your marketing spend, eliminating unnecessary expenses. Consider variable cost structures that scale with your revenue. So there's a few different options there. You can think about strategic fundraising. So if you're a startup, raising capital can significantly extend your runway. This is a very common startup strategy, but it's not just about money. It's about finding the right investors who can add value beyond just cash. So you can look for a strategic partners who can open doors to new customers, new markets, new technologies. If you do this, be prepared to give up equity, but never undervalue your company. You can also do non-dilutive funding. So you can explore options like grants, loans, revenue-based financing. These can provide a cash infusion without diluting your ownership. But you also have to be aware of terms and conditions. Make sure that these types of fundings align with your long-term goals. Lastly, operational efficiency. So you can streamline your processes. You can automate repetitive tasks, leverage technology, improve productivity, focus on your core competencies, and outsource non-essential functions. You want to build this lean, agile team that can adapt quickly to changing circumstances. This also can help your burn rate. Remember, your burn rate is a reflection of your choices. It's not a destiny, it's a decision. So by making smart, strategic decisions, you can extend your runway, maximize your options, and build a business that not only just survives, but truly thrives. Now, we've covered a lot of ground today, from calculating your burn rate to strategic runway extension. I just want to distill this into some actionable insights that will really empower you to make confident financial decisions and build an incredible business. Here's some key takeaways. Know your numbers. Understand your burn rate, both gross and net. It's not optional. It's the foundation for making informed decisions about your business's financial health. Calculate your runway regularly. This gives you a clear picture of how much time you have to achieve your goals and make necessary adjustments. Optimize, don't just cut. A lower burn rate doesn't always mean a healthier business. Focus on optimizing your spending, not just slashing it indiscriminately. Invest in areas that drive growth and revenue, even if it means a slightly higher burn rate in the short term. Revenue is king. The fastest way to extend your runway is to increase revenue. You always want to explore all avenues for growth, new markets, innovative pricing strategies. Remember, a dollar of revenue has a more significant impact on your runway than a dollar of cost saving. Fundraising is a tool, not a goal. Raising capital can be a powerful way to fuel growth, but it's not the only option. So you can explore non-dilutive funding sources. You can consider bootstrapping if it aligns with your values and your goals as an entrepreneur. Build a culture of financial discipline. So encourage transparency and accountability around finance. Empower your team to find creative solutions for optimizing costs and increasing revenue. Allow them to have the ability, the ownership to test things out. I want you to think about the power of a pivot. So the long runway gives you the freedom to experiment, to pivot, and to adapt to changing market conditions. Don't be afraid to change course if your current strategy isn't working. And lastly, your mindset really does matter. You want to view your burn rate as a tool for empowerment, not a source of anxiety. Focus on building a sustainable, profitable business that creates value for your customers customers and stakeholders. And to summarize your financial freedom playbook, always be tracking your burn rate. Make it a non-negotiable part of your financial reporting. Always set clear financial goals. Define what success looks like for your business and align your spending with those goals. Communicate openly with your team. So you want to share your financial strategy and empower them to contribute to your success. You always want to be proactive, not reactive. So don't wait until you're running out of cash to take action. Plan for the future, make adjustments as needed, and always celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your progress, celebrate milestones along the way. Remember, building a successful business is always a marathon, not a sprint. When you master your burn rate, you'll gain the financial freedom to make these bold decisions, pursue your vision, and ultimately achieve your entrepreneurial dreams.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.